Hello, everyone. This is Dan Soloway, and I'm glad you're here with me today. I want to explain a new format that I'm using and see how this works for you. Every Saturday afternoon, Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, I help the More Mito Company, which used to be Fox Legacy, do an educational program on these really powerful new supplements. There's only two or three if you include the products for your animals, which are phenomenal products in themselves. But it's a new delivery system that allows things to get into the mitochondria. These products are getting results, whether it's a Rejuvenate gel that you put on your face, and if you have joint problems or anything like that, you use it, and you'll be amazed at how well it works. Or the Restore product that delivers 44 different things right into the cell because of this XDS technology. Well, the results have been so phenomenal over the years I've been working with them. I've really focused what I've done in helping them. Now, after we do a show on Saturday from 11 to noon, there's a 30-minute break. And then from 12:30 Central Standard Time to about 1:10, 1:15, I've done an educational consulting session. Well, the reason I say it's a consulting session is I'll open up with 10, 15 minutes about a certain subject, whether we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, just one thing after another. And then I'll let people ask me questions. Usually the questions are along that line, but not always. They can go in any direction people want them to go. And I will be able to draw on all this information of all these experts that I've interviewed over the long career that I've had, and all the books that I've read, and all the experience I've had from people using things that I've recommended. And so it's sometimes there's some other things I want to add to the product. There is another product line that I may start talking about in the future that is extremely powerful as well, but it's very expensive. This one is reasonably priced, and yet it will change the life of so many people out there. So what I'm going to do from now on, or at least for a few months, we'll see how this works, is you're going to hear this opening each time. And then there's going to be a little break, a little commercial break, short one. And then you're going to hear the consulting session that we do. And then from there, there'll be a break. And then you can hear some of the interviews that Roger Hill has collected that are along the same line of whatever the subject is for that week. That's the basic format. So if you don't want to hear the interviews and just want to hear the consulting session, you know how this is laid out. But I think the interviews are fantastic and very valuable to understand, because they're really miracles in this field, like something I've never seen before. And it's all because of this new delivery system, this XDS technology that Dr. Elliott has patented and has a way of getting things right into the mitochondria. It's truly amazing, folks. And if you listen to this, you'll find out why it's so extraordinary when you hear people talking about the results they're getting. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on, and you get to participate. And if you want to join the company, it costs nothing to join the company. You just go to MoreMito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. It tells you there how to join. You can call them if you have any questions. And you don't have to buy anything, but if you do buy something, that tells you how to buy it, what's in the product. Like if you look at Restore, there's 44 different things in there. It costs you $600, $700, $800 to buy all that individually. And yet, because of the way this delivery system, they don't have to use very much, and yet they get more results than if you use thousands of milligrams. So I almost feel like it's a public service. It really is. And it's so phenomenal. It's helping so many people. So check it out and share this with your friends and family, because it could make a difference in their life. They may not be telling you what's going on with them, but there may be something that's right down their line that could really turn their life around. So we want all the people that we know to live a long, healthy, and happy life. So we'll be right back. We'll take a quick, short break. A regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read the what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Gene. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, DansHealthTalks.com. DansHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to DansHealthTalks.com.
Hello, Dr. Dan. Can you hear me?
Hello. How you doing, Dale?
You're back.
Funny. I tried to...
With that, Dr. Dan, take it away.
Okay. Now, folks... everyone, I want to address something that was brought up during our regular call, and I think it was a real good question. And Roger and I have talked about this in the past, and I tried to explain to him that you'll see everyone and their dog come out, and I've already seen it. They got mitochondria products, and they'll be saying what sounds like the same thing that we are saying. They won't have the kind of testimonials where the people were actually getting the kind of results we had. But they'll be saying that. Here's why. You can take, which we had in the Perform product, you can take PQQ and cause the body to produce a few more more mitochondria. CoQ10 helps in that regard. But it still won't get the same effect. The cell is a very amazing complex system. Each cell is a little living organism. And with its own little nucleus, and it's like a one cell organism, like how they say life began. But somewhere along the line, mitochondria was brought into the cells. They believe it was like a type of bacteria that could utilize oxygen. And with that, we could create energy. That every mitochondria is like a little furnace in the body. Without it, you couldn't blink your eyes. You couldn't take a breath. If you did take a breath, it wouldn't do you any good, because mitochondria has to be there for oxygen to burn the fuel within your cells. That's only part of it. There's a communication between mitochondria and the DNA, the nucleus of your cell. Your own mitochondria has its own DNA strands. They come from the mother. They don't come from the father, and they can trace that. The Hebrews were accurate when they said you're only Jewish if your mother was Jewish. If your father was, it didn't mean you were. So somehow they were right on the money that you had to trace the lineage through the mother. Of course, there's also the statement that father doesn't know if that kid is his. The mother always knows that child is hers. So there's that side of it. But anyway, the mitochondria, when that breaks down, it stimulates inflammation throughout the body, cancer, and all these other diseases. So mitochondria is very, very important. But the strand between mitochondria and your nucleus has to remain there for the nucleus, which is really the DNA in the nucleus, is really the computer that tells the cell how to stay healthy, how to function. And it's constantly, the DNA strand is constantly being repaired. I mean, just up and down, little the RNA and everything that runs, and enzymes that are cleaning it out, taking out broken strands, putting in new ones. It's constant system going on. They say there's 2,400 enzymes. I don't know who counts these things, but they say there's 2,400 enzymes working on that DNA strand. when that line between the DNA and the mitochondria breaks down, then the cell starts dying. It ages or it becomes cancerous. Then on top of the cell, there's a tenants, the glyconutrients, that communicate from cell to cell. And that is extraordinarily important. Then there's the health of the cell in the way that the membrane of the cell has to stay healthy, where it doesn't get oxidized by free radicals and broken down. And then there's inside the cells, when your mitochondria is making energy, it's causing free radicals. So you want some of that because that helps burn the food, but you don't want too much of it. So you have that going on. You need systemic enzymes, which are glutathione, which is the most important one, then SOD, which may be equally important because there's a direct proportion to how long a species lives and by how much SOD it has in proportion to its body weight. The big turtle is the longest, has more SOD than others, but there's a direct proportion there. And then there's catalase. Those three enzymes are very, very important. Well, the Restore product also helps the body produce that. It produces buffers to pick up that excess free radicals that can destroy the cell. Just like if you look at your car, your windshield wipers start getting cracked if you keep them too long. Same thing with the tires of your car. That's the cosmic rays that create free radicals that break down the rubber. If you put leather out in the sun, that'll break down and start cracking. Well, that's what happens to your face. The free radicals, that cosmic rays come in, and maybe just exposure to the environment, the oxygen and everything else, causes a breakdown of the tissue. And then our tissue sags and wrinkles and everything else. Well, that's one of the amazing things that antioxidants do. They stop that from being going overboard. So you have the oils that keep the membrane of the cell healthy, allows things to move in that should, and allows the trash to be moved out, keeps the mitochondria developing more and more as the mitochondria dies and has to be replaced. And as you age, you start dying more than it's replacing, unless you have something like our product. And then that product, that mitochondria and other cellular communication factors that are involved, somehow communicate to the stem cells, because we have things that should not have been able to turn around. Even when people were young, they could turn around. But when they started taking this, it was like our two people with cerebral palsy and other cases where people had childhood problems all their life. And then they say, wow, it's turning around, Tommy. So I'm going, whoa, okay, what's going on here? They had stem cells, plenty of stem cells, which are made in your bone marrow just like your red blood cells. But that wasn't enough to do it. It requires cellular communication to get those stem cells to go where it needs to go. So because some company comes out and says, I got mitochondria, we have mitochondria, that's only part of the picture. It's like an orchestra. If you say you have mitochondria, it may be like saying you got all the horns in the band or all the drummers in the band, but you don't have an orchestra until you get everything working together in a symphonic harmony. And that's the genius of Dr. Elliott and this XDS technology, because he could do with micrograms what would normally take milligrams. He could deliver all this different, now we say 44 different things, that's called Restore 44, into the cells to help regenerate it. But Gina made a real good point. I forgot that I told her that. She said the product didn't really do anything for her until she held it under her tongue for 10 to 30 minutes. I'm going, wow, I got to take my own advice. I get a lot out of the Restore, but I'm going to start holding it under my tongue for a longer period of time. And so that absorption under the tongue and the cheek, inside the inside line of the cheeks, are the areas that we absorb the most. And swish around the outside of your gums is also very, very good for the gums. In fact, when we look at how people age, I didn't mention this from the other thing. I have a good friend of mine. He's dead now. And he was one of the leading people in the self industry. But he had his teeth went bad. He had an operation on him, and he got an infection in there. And he thought he could solve it with his oregano oil. I had some products that would have solved it for him, but he wanted to use the subretinal oil because that's what he was famous for. It didn't stop that deep level of infection in his bacteria that killed him. When they look at the different things, they're asking, how's your vision, how's your blood sugar and all this stuff, and trying to figure out how you're aging in relationship to your years, how your biological age is in relationship to your chronological age. One of the things they want to know is how healthy your gums are, because those gums are an opening right into your blood. So if you have a cavity, a bad cavity going on, or a little worse, or your gums are breaking out, you could be fairly healthy. You could be someone that works out, tries to eat right, but you hadn't taken care of your teeth, and you get an infection that comes through the gums and gets into your blood. Now it's inflaming the blood vessels, causing a big problem. I just heard something this morning that, or yesterday, that all the Alzheimer's drugs that they brought out have been a failure, except for one. And it wasn't designed for Alzheimer's. It was Viagra. Well, Viagra increases nitric oxide. Our product does that too. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people already reported that they have, and nitric oxide is so important on delivering nutrients out of the blood into the cells and to dilate the blood vessels, which are important to lowering blood pressure. They said that one does work, and they talked about it, and then they quit talking about it. I'll tell you what they quit talking about. I know how the pharmaceutical companies work. You may have a doctor that really cares about your health. Pharmaceutical companies look at you as a client, as someone they sell to. The people they have to satisfy is their board of directors and their stockholders, and they're competing against other pharmaceutical companies. They have to, you know, have some things there that really are big sellers. It used to be the biggest seller for drug companies were statins, which didn't do any good. Actually, it could cause heart problems. Statins were not the thing they claimed, but they kept selling it. And then the patents ran out. You don't hear anything about it because now you can get statins real cheap. But statins did lower cholesterol. They didn't show extension of life, though. You didn't live longer because of it. In fact, you could end up with brittle blood vessels and die by that way if you weren't taking MK7 and D3. So they're not going to mention it, because what they're going to do is they're going to add something to that Viagra product because its patent is running out. That's why you can buy it cheaply. And this affects women as well as men. They're going to add something to it. They're going to patent it. Then they're going to sell for a really high price to people who deal with Alzheimer's, where they could just go buy Viagra or use the Restore product, which I think is a more total way to approach it, or a combination of both. So I just want to make you aware that the pharmaceutical companies do some good things, but generally speaking, they're not your friends. You're their client, and they're trying to sell you. And so I want to throw that out. Roger probably won't like me throwing that out, but I do want to mention that. Now, I went over a list of things that are related to as we age. You can almost call age-related diseases. Blood sugar for many. Now, that's changed a lot. When I was growing up, and I'm 73 right now, when I was growing up, they referred to diabetes 2 as onset adult diabetes. And it's also starting to be called correctly diet-induced diabetes. Well, our exposure to corn syrup and to sugar and starches and all these different things were not like they were back in the 50s, 60s, 70s when I was growing up. There was plenty of sugar. My babysitter used to love to feed me chocolate chip cookies and chocolate cake because she wanted to eat them too. And so I was exposed to a lot of that, but it didn't have the effect like it does now. And the Cokes that they had back then, there would be 6 or 8 ounces I don't even know if they were ever 8 ounces. And those glass Cokes are about as hard as steel. I mean, they were about a half inch thick glass, There's a little Coke in there. Now I see little kids drinking 44 ounces of Coke. That means 44 cubes of soda. Well, I don't care if it's seven up or what. Each ounce of syrup is one cube. They have to add the carbonation, or the sugar would be too sugary, too sweet for you to be able to tolerate. So the carbonation finds the right balance between those, where our pancreas starts breaking down. So now they're finding 8-year-old kids, so even younger, with onset diabetes. Also, because obesity, because of our diet, has gotten so out of whack, when two parents that had either pre-diabetes or diabetes 2 marry, they a lot of times give birth to children with diabetes 1. They're breeding diabetes, our diet, our Western diet. Really sad situation that doesn't need to be there. If you look at a picture, and I've seen this on Facebook many times, showing the beach in 1970, people in their bathing suits and women in their bikinis, there weren't any fat people there. Very unusual to see someone that really, what we would consider overweight. Now it's common day. And with all my knowledge, all the experts that I've interviewed, I made a major mistake for the last few years. Stevia, I might as well have been taking white sugar. It won't raise your blood sugar, but it will raise insulin. And when you raise insulin, or you're someone that thinks he can eat whatever he wants but take an insulin shot, you end up thickening up the arteries, and you cause what you eat to be stored as fat. And it causes inflammation throughout the body. And I thought, that is the last thing I wanted to read, but I'm going, okay, I haven't really solved this problem, and I'm doing so many things right. So I said, what is the downside of stevia? There it was. It functions like insulin in the body. And mock fruit and some of these are not any better than resveratrol. I don't have a good solution for you right now how you can eat, have something sweet, and really be healthy at the same time. The artificial stuff is just as bad or worse than the white sugar. So the only one that may be okay, but it's expensive, is D-ribose, which feeds the mitochondria. Now, as you age, your vision goes down. As the mitochondria is turned down, that's only part of it. Free radicals are attacking your retina, and I'm sure the retina has a pretty elaborate system on regenerating itself. But if the free radicals are attacking it more, or otherwise there's inflammation there, more than it can build it back, then it starts becoming a problem. Same thing with your skin. But hearing, you know, sometimes you'll hear me mispronounce a word. It's because I don't hear. I didn't know this until just about 5 years ago. I don't hear certain sounds that everybody else does. I don't hear consonants very well. I don't distinguish easily between S and C and P and D and some of the others. But a few years ago, they tested my hearing. They said, you don't hear that. You also don't hear well in the treble range. And music teachers, they like the sound of my voice. There's one music teacher just begged me to let her teach me to sing. I said, can you teach me to walk on water? If you can do that, then I think you can teach me to sing. Because I don't hear some of the sounds I need to be able to hear to be a good singer. But they were trying to sell me the $7,000 hearing aid so I could hear those little things. It's not just, I hear distance well enough, but sometimes I don't distinguish what's being said. Well, they said, as that gets worse, your short-term memory, you'll start losing it because it's like putting your arm in a cast. It's not exercising like it should be, and those nerves will start atrophying. I went, oh, my God. I told my older brother that and said, okay, I'll go back to wearing my hearing aids because that goes down as we age. But now we're starting to have people say they're using the Rejuvenate behind the ears and in the ears. I'm putting it actually into my ears, and taking the Restore, and their hearing is improving. So you're going, what's going on there? Rebuilding things, mitochondria involved in hearing, because that's such a delicate process. It only takes a couple molecules hitting the eardrum for someone with good hearing to be able to hear that. Just like our vision, it doesn't take much, it takes just a tiny bit of photons, just a few photons to hit the retina for us to respond to it. It's amazing what our body does. And then, like I said about the Viagra, well, cardio health is probably the key factor for how long you're going to live more than anything. But you can't, if you don't have good cardio health, then you're not feeding oxygen and other nutrients that move through the blood to the cells. And so the cells are starving. And they lose their ability to be energetic because they need that oxygen to burn energy, just like a campfire. You don't want too many free radicals, just like you don't want to burn the forest down. But you need a little bit of energy in every cell of your body to create the food it needs to function and to give you energy to your overall body. And remember, every cell of your body except red blood cells have mitochondria. The immune system doesn't function like it did when you were a kid. If you're a healthy kid, kids are not so healthy anymore, but if you're a healthy kid, it doesn't function like it used to. But one of the reasons it doesn't as you age is inside those immune cells that are running all through the body, monitoring things, signaling different parts, and then bringing the macrophages. They're like the Pac-Man, and they eat up bacteria and virus and fungus and actually eat up tissue that's been torn and get rid of that. Well, that takes a tremendous amount of energy. Some people have said you got to think of the immune system, the extension of the brain, which when I first read that, I went, wow, never thought about that. But you have mitochondria within that immune system. So you need that to be able to function well. But and then they have to be able to stay healthy. They have to have their own buffers, antioxidants. You know, inside the macrophages of the immune system is hydrogen peroxide. It finds a bacteria virus, and it surrounds it and burns it up with hydrogen peroxide. And yet, at the same time, that hydrogen peroxide doesn't burn up the macrophages that is carrying that. And but too much hydrogen peroxide will create thyroid cancer, breast cancer, ovary cancer. That's why I told you before that iodine is buffers that. But free radicals in general, I mean antioxidants in general, like glutathione and catalase and SOD and some other antioxidants. But this product, the reason I keep saying the three big ones, is this product is designed to stimulate the body to produce those. Well, that keeps that free radical level, that fire within the body, down at the point that it doesn't destroy the glands of the body and stimulate prostate cancer, ovary cancer, breast cancer, and thyroid cancer. They found that because they the people in Japan had very low levels of those cancers compared to the Western world, the rest of it. And it's because of all the kelp that they ate, the high level of iodine is what they trace it to. The other thing that we all know as we age is we used to be able to go on a diet, drop 20 pounds, no big deal, you know, get overweight during Christmas and Thanksgiving and then reverse that pretty easily. Doesn't seem to happen so easily when you get older because the furnaces within the cell, the mitochondria, have been turned down. And we're doing things that are stimulating insulin to come out, which stores fat, as I said before. And I went along with all the other people in my industry. Stevia is safe. It doesn't raise blood sugar. Sure enough, it doesn't. But it's just like I just took a little shot of insulin. And so I had to give up my stevia last week. And I can already tell a difference starting to go on here. The other thing that doesn't happen, that you, hold on 1 second, then I'll take questions. I just want to say one more thing. If you don't move like you used to, you got to get up and start moving. And it would be helpful to go to a gym and find, if you're an older person, there's gyms now popping up that are for older people that have programs. You may be holding on to a chair and doing movements or whatever. Or if you have the ability to, like Roger and I were talking yesterday, you have to be able to stand on one foot with your other foot, usually on the back side of that foot, your arms down by your side, and be able to stand for at least 10 seconds. Because if you can't stand for 10 seconds, they said more likely you'll be dead within 6 years. You can practice this stuff and develop that, but you need to have that balance. And but finding an exercise program that's also fun, that you look forward to doing. I just went to the swimming pool, and I ran like I'm a football player, running sideways, running back and forth, running backwards and jumping up and reaching across for the opposite foot with my right hand and left hand, and doing all kinds of variety and running like I'm a broken field runner. It's a lot of fun. I look forward to doing that. I've already been teaching programs that intensifies the resistance to water, but this I'm doing freehand. And when your chest is underwater, you're pumping 20% more blood than you do on land. So you get a great cardiovascular feeling. But I learned something else. If I do that exercise in the morning or I do my other one, my appetite is greatly diminished because stress makes us want to eat. And nothing, hardly anything, takes away stress like exercise. The adaptogens that are in the Restore do, though. And that's why people say their mood has improved, their motivation has gone up. So it's not just energy. It's also these things that calm the adrenal gland. So this is a totality program. Okay, now, I suppose I can't see it, but Dale, I assume people have their hands up. So let's take questions in order.
Yeah, Dr. Dan, and listen, everybody, at this point, raise your hand if you've got a question. Hit *5 on your phone. We've got a huge turnout for Dr. Dan. We've got to moderate this a little bit as opposed to just throwing the lines open. So please raise your hand and we'll get your questions answered. Dr. Dan, the first question we've got is from Sydney Harrell. Let me open him. Sydney, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you
great.
So much.
What's your question or comment for Dr. Dan?
Well, hold on a minute. Tell me your name again. I couldn't hear the name.
Sydney Harrell.
Okay. Do you mind if I just call you Harrell?
That's fine.
Yeah. Normally I would see your names on the screen, but we got to get that worked out for next week. I'm not able to see that right now.
Dr. Dan? Dr. Dan, his last name is Harrell. His first name is Sydney.
Oh, Sydney. Sydney. Okay, Sydney.
Yeah.
I was going to call you Mr. Harrell, but Sydney will go. Okay, Sydney.
It's in reference to what you mentioned again about standing on the feet. How does that work again? You just stand on one foot and then put both hands behind your back or one? How does that go again?
No, you put your hands down by your side. The tendency would be to put them out to try to counterbalance yourself like a tightrope walker. But you should be able to lift your one leg up off the ground and stand on one foot for at least 10 seconds.
Okay.
So I was trying that earlier. It's real easy for me because part of what I train is I have people jump in the water side to side, making a plus sign, jump right, left, front, back, and then do that a few times, and then I'll have to do it with one foot. So when I tried it, I could tell my ankle was constantly making little adjustments. My body weight.
Yeah.
And so if your nervous system, which depending on my, is a mitochondria system, is not reacting quick enough, then you may not hold the balance. Also on the bottom of your foot, every little muscle there has nerves wrapped around it. And those nerves, are like a spring. And when your muscle is being stretched, that nerve says, okay, it's being lengthened. A muscle on the other side of the foot is being shortened. Well, that preparatory nerves are feeding back to the brain, and it's one of the ways the body knows where it's at. That's one of the problems women have when they're wearing high heels. We didn't evolve overnight to wear high heels. And so when they're up on the balls of their foot and their calf is relaxed, the brain is confused. Wait a minute. The calf is short. I'm on the balls of my feet, but the calf is not contracted. And so women, their posture and stuff can be thrown off because and causing back problems and stuff because the brain is not made to do that. They don't know how to function that way. By the way, high heels were created to stop the foot from going through the skirt, and then they realized it causes women's rear ends to stick backwards and their chest to stick forward, and it became a popular thing in England many years ago. Now women are suffering the problems of high heels. So, but you stand on one foot, put the arms down by your side, put your, let's say I stand on my right foot or left foot. Let's say left foot. I put my right foot right behind my Achilles tendon there, right behind it. So I'm not using my leg to counterbalance me, to help balance me. I'm just using the awareness of my foot. Now, neuropathy, where too much blood sugar has gone after the nerves in the feet, can really affect someone. So there's the little crystals inside the area there in the ear that tells us where we're at and gives us a sense of location. That can dry up and we get where we don't have the balance we have. There's a number of reasons you may not have balance like you once had. I know one time that same doctor I was talking about before, he was talking about using his sinoregular spray. And he said, now, Dan, just lay over backwards and spray it up your nose with your head hanging over backwards off that bed. When I got up, for about 2 or 3 weeks, my sense of balance was really messed up. I don't know what it did, but it really messed it up. And I was bouncing off the hallway trying to walk like a drunken sailor. And if I'd lay down, the bed would spin. Fortunately, it went away and the histamines and stuff. Some people, that doesn't go away, and that's a pretty sad way to go through life. But I couldn't believe that did that, but it did. As fluids got down or went backwards in my head when I was leaning like that, putting that up. The best thing, by the way, just a side deal, I've ever found in all the years I've experimented for sinuses, is taking the Rejuvenate Gel or the Rejuvenate Gel mixed with Restore and put a little bit of it up about a half inch or inch up in your each nostril and work it around a little bit there. And that will catch a lot of the antigens. I normally have allergies. I don't have, unless I forget to do that. I don't have them. I usually do it twice a day. And so that's the best thing I've ever found from allergies. That is all this probably did. I'd be excited about it because that was made a big difference for me. Okay. Did that answer your question?
Yes, and so I definitely am to stand with the balls of my feet and no shoes, correct?
You'll do better if you take the shoes off. You'll have more awareness of where you're at. And so you, with your heel and the ball of your foot on the ground, flat foot, you know, just stand on your foot. You don't have to get up on the ball of your foot. Just stand flat-footed. It's probably, if you're in decent health, it's probably not a big deal for you. But if you're starting to have problems, it could be a big deal for you. So this long-term study, they're going, okay, people that can't do that, for whatever reason, they said they didn't know. I can give them a half dozen reasons why it could be. But it's indicating that a person's likely to fall. And when they fall, they may break something, and then they become inactive and their health goes down deeply. I had an aunt that's a pretty spry lady in her 80s. About 85, loved doing garage sales and stuff. And her new dog knocked her over, and all night she laid on the floor. Someone heard her crying, neighbor heard her crying, but said broke her pelvis. That was, her life went downhill quickly. And so things like that happened. I had a guy that, he's a big guy, he probably weighs 260, 300 pounds. He fell on his butt, but he had some muscle. And he was slipped and fell right down on his butt. But if he had no muscle there, he probably would have broke his hip. And he probably still, this happened about 4 or 5 years ago, he may not be here today. Balance is important. And so there's things we can do to train balance. If you have to touch a chair, then take your hand or the wall, and then take your hand away from it as you practice standing on one foot. And then if you need it, grab the wall then repeat it again. Repeat that until you get where you're pretty good at balancing yourself. And that may stop you sometime when you're in the, as the years come on, that you would might have tripped, but this way you're able to catch yourself. Okay. Yeah, what question? So you're welcome.
Listen,
Dale,
to be sure,
what's the number two?
Dr. Dan, I want to be sure everyone knows we've had more callers join just even since you started answering that. Hit star 5 on your phone if you've got a question, want to ask Dr. Dan something. It doesn't just have to be on today's subject. It can be on anything. Dr. Dan is an expert. He's covered important issues on diabetes, on blood pressure, on blood sugar, stem cells, and how our product impacts stem cells. And so again, if you've got questions, hit star 5 and raise your hand. Dr. Dan, listen, just so everybody knows how important and timely this information is, I just Googled the Flamingo Challenge, and this reinforces what Dr. Dan just said. If you can't stand on one leg for more than 10 consecutive seconds, you have an increased risk of death in 7 years. As Dr. Dan just told you, they did a test with over 1,700 people, and what they found in a follow-up study 7 years later, 123 had died, 17.5% among the tests of those who failed the test. 17.5% who failed the test were among those who died, compared to 4.6 who passed. It is a definite sign that you are possibly of an older age or overweight or have diabetes. So listen.
And I remember, Dale, about 20 years ago, cousin and I would do this deal where you would squat down with one leg and try to keep your other leg out in front of you and see how far you could go down and come back up. I haven't even thought about trying that until I heard that. But,
And listen, these diseases, as Dr. Dan has said, the heart disease, the silent killer, the widow maker that hits you, diabetes has been called a silent killer, major killer.
Well, because it brings on heart disease.
So how do you know you got it? You just learned one way. Can you stand on one leg and keep your balance for more than 10 seconds? If not, you better start doing some things that Dr. Dan has already recommended to get yourself in shape. Anyway.
Well, by the way, folks, when you get your eyes checked, they're looking for the cloudiness of your cataract, the health of your retina, see if you have any macular degeneration going on. They're looking at all those things. I had my eyes checked about a month or 2 months ago. He said, boy, you don't have any problems at all. You have a tiny bit of cloudiness, and so in about 18 years, you may have cataracts. And I said, I won't have it next year when I see you, because my eyes are better now than they were. But where my older brother 10 years ago, when I went, you got cataract surgery? He said, it's going to happen to you. And I said, no, it's not. I said, my eyes are perfectly clear. The doctor told me 10 years ago. I said, that's why I spend money on this stuff. I don't want to have those problems. And so if you're really working, if you're controlling the sugar and starch in your diet, you're cutting that wet down as far as you can and eating a lot of good oils and a lot of good good protein like salmon and things of that sort, and then taking our Ultramite Restore, a lot of these problems are going to go backwards, and then they disappear completely. Our friend that was on 19 different drugs, they're not on any drugs at all now. That's astonishing.
In Boise,
Bill, I mean, a lot of times what kills older people is they have them on 10 different drugs or more, and no one knows how all these drugs interact with each other, let alone ask them to deliver the detox them all after they do their job. Getting off those drugs and being able to function better without them is a miracle in itself. Okay, what's number two, Dale?
Actually, I'm going to open all the calls. Listen, if you haven't hit star 5 to raise your hand, it's possible you're having trouble with your phone. I'm going to turn the conversation on. But we can't really talk over each other. This is much to thank Dr. Dan and say goodbye, and we'll talk next week. But before that, we've got Greg O'Loughlin with a question.
Greg, I've
Hey, Greg.
What's your question?
I had Greg on my old radio show many years ago.
Greg is an incredible guy. Greg, go ahead.
How you doing, Dr. Dan?
I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm getting stronger every day. Thank you. Listen, Dr. Dan, how do you kick back the histamine that's giving everybody trouble during the time with their allergies?
Well, I think we talked, in a way, we talked about that. I would take, besides putting the Rejuvenate Gel mixed with some Restore up in the nose, histamines inflame inside the body as well, not just in their sinuses. And so I would take the Ultramoderate Restore three times a day. But I would do what Gina Bellinger said earlier. Hold it under your mouth, under your tongue for 10 to 30 minutes. And there's things in that product, antioxidants and other things, and the oils themselves, the black seed, olive leaf, and olive oil. Olive leaf is known to be a great antihistamine, and so is black seed. Hold those under your tongue for 10 to 30 minutes. And if you need to, spread it out over three times a day and see if that doesn't take care of the problem. I would think it would.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
All right, everybody.
Bill, did you have any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question. Could you explain, this is Bill.
Go ahead, buddy.
Could you explain glutathione again, what it does?
Say that again.
Glutathione
is by far the most important antioxidant in the body. Glutathione is produced by the body and detoxifies the liver, but it also detoxifies every cell of your body. And it's like Velcro or sticky flypaper to all these free radicals and all these toxins. It grabs them, collects them together, and then helps the body carry it out. One of the things that kills us is that the glutathione levels go down. One of my favorite studies, and we have some of this in the Restore, but we actually have glutathione, and we're able to deliver it where normally the stomach acid would destroy it. But is they gave laboratory mice, let's say they had 100 laboratory mice, they gave half of them glutathione. And they did that by giving them N-L-cysteine. N-L-cysteine causes the body to produce more glutathione. Well, then they gave them lethal doses of radiation, all the 100 mice. Well, the 50 that didn't have it died from the radiation poison, which, by the way, when a nuclear bomb goes off, if you're not blown up by the impact, it's the radiation that causes hydrogen peroxide, an overabundance of hydrogen peroxide that kills you, that burns you up from the inside. Well, anyway, when they did autopsies on the mice that got the glutathione, they showed no cellular damage whatsoever from the lethal dose of radiation that killed the others. Well, cosmic rays that come in through our body every day causes little sparks of free radicals. This helps neutralize it. So that's one of the things it does. But it goes down as we age. So Dr. Elliott has put things in that product that helps the body develop more glutathione. And he actually put glutathione in there. So we have that as well. So it's very, very important. It also, your body could not use oxygen without glutathione. No life on Earth can exist without glutathione. It's necessary except for maybe organisms that don't want oxygen. But everything that needs oxygen to survive is dependent on glutathione to be able to shuttle it in and utilize it. So people that are experts on glutathione can do hours of talk about all the benefits of glutathione. But, yeah, it's very, very important. Very important. And it brings down the fatigue levels. A lot of your fatigue, if you're exercising stress, comes from free radicals too much free radical can build up. That's the problem with marathon runners and stuff. They overproduce their free radicals. You want to exercise, you don't need to do more than 30 minutes. The original Kenneth Cooper aerobic book that came out about 1970, his program was he had you walk or and run. If you could run, you could run it. But he started people off walking and at a fast pace and jogging a little bit for 1 mile, a mile and a half. And they give themselves 18 minutes to do it. And over a period of time, he wanted to get down to where they could do it in 12 minutes. That's all he said you needed to do 3 or 4 times a week. And then people felt so good from it, they started wanting to do it longer and longer. The marathon running became popular. But for most people, unless you're a Kenyan that weighs 105 pounds, marathon running is way too hard on the body and way too many free radical production. So a little exercise is fantastic for you. Too much exercise is deadly. Dale, I think we're going to call it a day.
I think we should. We're getting a lot of noise in the background, people cleaning their garage or something. Listen, everybody, thank you for joining us.
If you're a regular listener show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mitral Restore product. Just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremitral.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number, 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
I want to talk to Bill live right now. Bill, are you with me?
I'm here.
All right. So this has been fascinating. I mean, like, you've had so many different things, and you're so perfect for what we're talking about today that you can have multiple situations that all have to do with this cascade that starts with us not being able to manage the oxidation and needing more support when it comes to antioxidants and whatnot to restabilize our systems. But you told me something this morning that I really would like for you to share. I'll play the whole recording on Monday night as we will continue this topic then. But it has to do with the metformin that you were on, and your blood sugar has gone normal. Share with us, if you would, the conversation that you had with your doctor about that and what he said.
Well, I was diabetic for several years, and when I was tested, my A1C was at 13, and now it's at 5.2, which is non-diabetic. But my doctor said, well, stay on your medications because you've been diabetic for so long. You just go ahead and stay on them, and we'll make sure you don't get back to diabetic. Well, I've lost 125 pounds. And the thing is I stopped taking all my diabetic medications, including metformin, but also insulin, and I am doing great. My glucose is about 85. So I don't need it. I just don't need it. I've been taking the Restore since June, and you know, I don't tell people, but I've had 7 strokes and 6 heart attacks. And I guess you'd call me a $1 million man. I don't know. But I'm back to normal. I'm getting back to normal. Here in about, a month or so, I'm about ready to give up my walker I've used for 10 years because my balance is normal. And so I'm a customer for life.
So, Bill, you preempted my question, which was, how long do you plan on taking this stuff?
for life.
The race that I ran was a 5K. It was a week ago today. I took the Ted gave me. Restore, yes. And I felt real strong with it. The course that we ran was a tough trail course. It had a high hill in it, and so each time around was 1 mile, and so we had to run the high hill 3 times to make the 5K. And I was able to come away from that race having won first place in the men's 60 and over, and I'm 80. So I felt that it was one of my better races. It was held here in Santa Maria, and I was able to run against some other 80-year-olds, and I beat them anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half, and any 60-year-olds and above I beat also. So I felt good about the race. I felt that I ran a good race. My pace was 11:39, and I ran it in 36:37, which is for a difficult course, that's pretty good time for me. So I was real happy with it. I didn't experience extreme fatigue afterwards. My muscles recovered real well. I felt that I could go out and run again the next day, although I generally don't run the day after races.
How would you have expected to have felt after a run like that and that kind of degree of difficulty for a course?
Pretty much depleted. So I was happy with the recovery. I had no muscle problems, no cramping, no soreness anywhere, no anything. And so that's always a good indication too. Plus, I had plenty of power when I needed it. And I would say that my finish was, I started sprinting with about a half a mile to go, and that was the strongest finish I've ever had in any race that I've run. I've been running now for about 7 or 8 years, 6 or 7 races a year. So I finished stronger than I've ever finished before. That sticks in my mind.
That is outstanding.
So I could recommend it to anybody, and I am recommending it to my friends, especially my running friends.
How many times had you taken Restore before you did that run?
I had taken it for probably 2 weeks before the run.
Every day?
Every day.
And how much were you taking?
I took about a quarter of a dropper, not even a quarter of a dropper, maybe an eighth of a dropper, twice a day. In the morning of the race, I took almost half a dropper of. My body assimilated it very well and put it to use. One thing I like about it, when you're getting into something that's going to help your energy and performance, is that often so many of these things build you up and then they let you down real fast. And there was none of that with this. It was long-term and enduring in its help, you know.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And you were taking a fraction of the regular dose. It sounds like you were normally taking about like a quarter of a dropper.
Right.
Sounds like you took 8 twice a day. So you're taking a quarter of a dropper a day, and the normal dose is 4 of those.
Yeah, I took. And the morning of the race, I took maybe almost half of a dropper the morning of the race.
That's outrageous.
I really appreciate y'all getting in here. And I know I cover a lot of information. And so just ask Dale for this program, and you can hear it again if there's something you didn't catch. Or as Audrey said, came in late, and you wanted to hear how we started this off. So you have that. If you missed something, you didn't really miss it, is get a chance to hear it again. Thank you, folks. I'll talk to you again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.